thisisnotanexcuse.gov. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I was waiting like a lion in the weeds on this constitutional situation when here you got a president who was supposedly, I thought, and I could be incorrect, was a constitutional scholar at Harvard as a lawyer. And he's supposed to understand the Constitution and he tries to implement something that is completely unconstitutional. I mean, I hope this thing starts getting traction and pointing this stuff out that this guy is simply over his head, he doesn't know what he's doing, and just screwing this country up.
Well, there's a caller to a talk radio program who doesn't think much of President Obama, does he? And most specifically, he doesn't like his health care reform bill. That bill has been deemed unconstitutional by another judge. And that's where we're starting on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an update from Talk Radio and Talk Television, the new media, the buzz back and forth about what needs to be done to fix the health care reform bill. Don't you get tired, actually, of hearing the politicians that are voting on these things? Yeah, we got to get something done, and then we'll clean it up, we'll fix it afterwards. What kind of thinking is that? Could you run a business like that? Well, we'll make all these mistakes first. Well, maybe I ask that question. That's what Microsoft and Apple have been doing for a long time, so maybe it does work. We're going to spend much of this hour talking about the health care debate. There are a lot of people who will tell you that they're happy that it's in. A lot of farmers and people who work in the rural areas of our country, the Farmers Union, support the health care bill because it now gives access to health care to a lot of people who work in agriculture that never had it before. That's great as long as we can figure out how to pay for it and as long as people who have good coverage don't get screwed in the meantime or it doesn't become another big government boondoggle. The idea of helping people is a superb idea, but whether we help them the right way or the wrong way in terms of the current and the future is, it seems to me, part of the crux of the discussion that we ought to be having here. Bill O'Reilly wasn't surprised at all that a judge declared the health care reform bill unconstitutional. One had done it a couple of weeks ago, and now the most recent one. Let's listen to O'Reilly.
Judge Roger Vinson, sitting in Pensacola, Florida, ruled today that the federal government cannot force Americans to buy health insurance and declared the new Obamacare law to be unconstitutional. Responding to a lawsuit from 26 states, the judge says, quote, Congress exceeded the bounds of its authority in passing the act with the individual mandate to buy health insurance because the individual mandate is unconstitutional and not severable. The entire act must be declared void, unquote. Obviously, a major blow to President Obama because health care is his signature issue. Before Judge Vinson's ruling, two federal judges had sided with the administration, and one had ruled Obamacare unconstitutional, so now it's two against two. Thus, as predicted, the law will now go to the Supreme Court for the ultimate decision. Talking Points is not surprised by Judge Vinson's decision. A year and a half ago, I said this. The government is saying you have to buy health insurance.
Right.
You have to do it.
Right.
I say that's unconstitutional. The federal government doesn't have the power to force an American to buy anything. So, the question is, if I knew that, and many of you knew that, why did the Obama administration not know? The answer? Wishful thinking. From the very beginning of this debate, the issue of a forced purchase was paramount. This is not a public safety issue where laws are made to protect people from harm. If you can't afford health insurance, there are entitlements to help you out. But the truth is that some folks simply will not buy health insurance, even though they could. If the feds can force you to insure your health, they can also extend that mandate and compel other purchases in pursuit of social justice. That's what this is all about. And the Constitution limits the government from interfering with individual decision-making. It'll be fascinating to see how the left, which worships at the altar of government-run health care, reacts to Judge Vinson's ruling. I predict it will not be pretty. T-Points also predicts the Supreme Court will uphold today's ruling 5-4. Say goodbye to Obamacare.
All right, is that A-OK with you? We'll take your calls on this in a matter of moments. 800-510-8255. First, though, we present to both sides, and from that point of view, we have the other side, if you will, on the other hand, Chris Matthews and his guest, Congresswoman Laura Richardson, who, a Democrat in California, think this is just judicial activism.
You know, the American people have a hard time believing we have an independent judiciary when you've got this even split. Hey, guess what? The two Democratic-appointed judges are with the president. Guess what? The two Republican-appointed judges are against him. Is this partisan judicial behavior on all sides?
Well, Chris, first of all, thanks for having me. And the fact that you mentioned it's lo and behold right in Florida causes us to have question. Not only is this judicial activism, it's overreaching, and it doesn't even meet the mainstream test. Not to follow precedents by Supreme Court law and not to do a true analysis to cut out an entire bill based upon one provision is way out of bounds, even for Republicans.
What did you make of the charge that you can't use the Interstate Commerce Clause to cover all activity and non-activity? You can't punish a person with taxation for not buying health insurance when there's no commerce there. The person's not buying anything. How can you say that they're included in commerce? What do you think of that argument by the judge?
Well, I think it's pretty weak. All you have to look at is in 2009 alone, $43 billion it cost many taxpayers to pay for people who hadn't paid for the insurance themselves. If that's not what commerce is, I don't know what you would call it. We have a long-standing history of being able to utilize legislation based upon the Commerce Clause, and this is no exception. Come to my hospitals. We've got hospitals open having to care for people because they haven't done the preventative care themselves.
Well, you've sold me. It seems to me if a person's willing to walk around with a sign that says, if I'm in a traffic accident, if I have a heart attack, if I have an appendicitis attack, leave me alone and let me die because I don't want to be part of interstate commerce. I mean, I know that's ludicrous.
Well, often what goes on with Mr. Matthews is ludicrous. Sometimes it's pretty thoughtful. Both sides are neither always right or always wrong, but there are both sides. And that's what we pride ourselves with covering and overviewing here on the Countdown. 800-510-8255. More from radio hosts on the issue of whether the Obamacare bill needs to be completely dumped, which isn't going to happen, or revamped. A lot of Democrats think it's time to look more specifically at some of the tenets here and fix the bill.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card, like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases now through February 26th add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic tablet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Good switch. Switching to Geico really saved you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Review what's going on, the hot hits, if you will, in talk radio, a discussion of the audio that comes from radio and television, the new media, et cetera, et cetera. Your calls coming up. Also, your input, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow what we're doing on Facebook with your comments as well. Here is Joan Hamburg on her radio program talking with healthcare expert Ethan Rome, who thinks that this judge's ruling is foolish.
I know you're not a constitutional lawyer, but as executive director of Healthcare for America Now, explain. I don't even understand what this means. I didn't even know there was a commerce clause in the Constitution.
Yeah. There's a couple of different issues that are involved in this case. And the legal issues involve whether or not you can regulate activity as defined in this instance by people not buying health insurance, and whether or not it's proper for Congress to regulate certain kinds of activity in order to implement a law that it's passed. But all of that is legal mumbo jumbo. The simple thing is this. This is a lawsuit about whether or not we can get the insurance companies off our backs. This is a lawsuit about whether or not consumers can get protections and stop the abuses of the insurance industry. What happened yesterday was that Judge Vincent in Florida issued a ruling, which is an outrageous ruling by legal and other standards, to give health insurance back to the health insurance companies, just at a time in which we finally got the health insurance companies off our back.
I know. Why would they do that? I mean, it's one thing to want to change the law to put better provisions in it and get rid of some of the junk, to amend it. It's another thing to take it away.
I mean, you know, unfortunately, the answer to that question is real simple. There's two sides in the health insurance debate. There's consumers, and there's the health insurance companies. And the Republicans have picked the health insurance companies and their insatiable hunger for profits. That's the side the Republicans have taken. This judge gave Republican governors and attorney generals exactly what they wanted. And that's a decision that advances the GOP's very extremist agenda to return control of our health care system back to the health insurance companies.
So there were four federal judges, I understand, who ruled on the issue. Two upheld the law, and two shot it down.
That's correct.
So what does this mean? What, it's got to go to the Supreme Court?
It will ultimately go to the Supreme Court. And you are correct that there's 12 judges who've already dismissed challenges outright to the constitutionality of the health reform law. Two judges in the Eastern District of Michigan and one in Virginia upheld the law. Then there was one in Virginia and then yesterday. These are all going to get appealed, and they're all going to go to the Supreme Court, and that's where this decision will ultimately get made.
Well, if it's the same court that's been in there, it'll be 5-4, right? And it'll be in favor of dumping it. They must be figuring out some kind of strategy to modify, fix this. You heard Obama in the State of the Union sort of chuckle about there. I hear there's some opposition to the bill. Wouldn't it have been much better? But the political system is so corrupt because of all the influence of all the lobbyists and the money that comes from the various companies they represent. So you can't get a fair shake. Do we need some kind of reform in this country to deal with the issues that were discussed? Of course we do. Of course there needs to be something on the table that will fix the problem, but not this, and not more and bigger government. But yeah, there needs to be. The insurance companies are out of control, and that's something to be dealt with. What do you think? A lot of folks are lining up in the queue to be heard on this, so stand by for that as the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Coming up, Tom Hartman talks to the judge that declared the health care reform bill unconstitutional, the most recent declaration. Meanwhile, we have from North Carolina host Bill LeMay talking with Dr. Merrill Matthews about this bill and what happens next in the debate.
What's your reaction to the U.S. District Judge's ruling yesterday?
One more court ruling. There's been two that have approved the legislation and said it is not unconstitutional. Two that have said the legislation is unconstitutional. A health insurance mandate requiring people to have health insurance. However, all eyes were focused on the Virginia ruling and on the Florida ruling because those were the bigger rulings. 26 states had attorneys general that were behind this ruling in Florida, so a lot more attention was paid both to the arguments on both sides as they made them and to the judge's ruling. So in a group of equals, this stands out as above equal.
Well, and he ruled out the entire legislation. Why?
Well, he made the case, which they didn't do in Virginia. He said, if I rule the mandate unconstitutional, even the administration says that the whole law sort of hinges on this mandate requiring people to buy health insurance, we as the court can't be expected to determine what can stand and what's incidental to it and what is fundamental. We just can't make those kinds of decisions. So he decided to rule the whole thing as unconstitutional.
Well, I really wasn't surprised by the ruling, although the typical reaction from the White House and those who support what I call Obamacare is that this is an activist judge. You know, he's a right-winger. He's driven by politics. Is he?
Well, he was a Republican appointee, but having said that, the question was, is this constitutional? The courts address constitutionality questions on occasion, not real often, but on occasion frequently when somebody raises that type of a issue. And so when it's brought to before the judge has to rule, and there's nothing activist about saying, I think this is or is not constitutional. They're ruling on their opinion based upon the facts that are given to them.
You know, the judge said in the piece I read, he didn't believe an injunction to stop Obamacare was appropriate because it generally is understood that the executive branch will obey a federal court, but the president said quite clearly that he has no plans of doing so. So how does this affect anything that might be in place right now, Doctor?
Well, right now it will go on, the decision will go on to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. The other three decisions are moving to their own courts of appeal. And there is some shuffling around the edges to see what they can do. Republicans, I think, generally would like to see this expedited and moved to the Supreme Court rather quickly. The administration, my understanding is, doesn't want to do that. That, in fact, they would rather this drag out so long that by the time it gets to the Supreme Court, they can then argue, well, this has happened so long, states have already implemented this, people are already adopting portions of it, it's already integral to the health care system. To overturn it would be a dramatic restructuring.
800-510-8255. Ike calls. Ike, what do you think of all this discussion now that we are getting? We're actually getting off of the dime, so where does it go from here?
Well, I'll try to be real quick with this comment, but if you go and check your history books, back in 1787 with Jefferson in the Congress and John Adams sitting in the White House, two of our founding fathers, they realized they had a problem, and the problem was is their maritime or their merchant marines were getting injured at a very high rate, which was affecting our ability to trade. So what they did was is they set up a series of marine hospitals, and they put a special fee onto these sailors, all sailors, to pay for these hospitals, and then that way when they were injured, they could put them into a hospital. Okay, so this has been done once before. But furthermore, I'll say this. When it comes to interstate commerce, people out there need to realize something. For every person that walks into a hospital or a doctor's office with no insurance, they're costing everybody else in this country.
Yeah,
so therefore,
I think that's one of the reasons this has to be dealt with, because it affects the cost that you and I pay, and it's not right, not just, not fair. There's nothing about it that's correct, especially the illegal immigrant side of it. All right, Ike, thanks for your call. More obviously coming up here on the countdown.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How clean is your tap water? Well, according to recent news reports, the water right out of your tap may contain levels of prescription drugs, recycled sewage, and other chemicals that are just bad for you. Some get filtered out, some don't. Now, from Aquasana, there's a new way to get great tasting and guaranteed healthy drinking and bathing water for your entire house for less than $800 with a whole house water filter system. When you shower and bathe in clean water, you'll notice softer skin and hair in 1 week, guaranteed. Learn how you can have clean, healthy water for your entire house for less than $800 or 12 easy equal payments. Call today and save $200. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. Or visit showerfilter.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to OfTheField.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's OfTheField.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308 0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
So the Republicans say they want to change the Obamacare bill. We need to go back to the status quo. No, we don't need to go back to the status quo or what it was like before, because it's been a mess getting right down to the skin of this. Something needs to be done, but the Obamacare bill wasn't the right move. So what is the right move? Maybe that's part of our conversation here. The message is loud and clear, and that people don't like all of the government, but there is also a loud and clear message that we need to do something to fix the problem. And there's nothing about prevention in any of these discussions. That's pretty maddening. 800-510-8255. Here host Bill Manders speaks with Mark Hutchinson, who's the special lead counsel for the state of Nevada for health care legislation, about what the recent court ruling means for employers in his state.
If I'm not mistaken, there's three parts to this. There's this one, where the individual cannot be forced to buy. There's also the employer thing. Is there not employer forcing to buy? Tell us about that.
Right. There's also a provision in the health care legislation, and it's often referred to as the employer mandate, that requires that employers provide health insurance for their employees.
Where does that stand with all this?
It has been declared void as a result of the individual mandate having been declared unconstitutional. What Judge Vinson said was, the individual mandate is so necessary and so essential to the entire functioning of this statute and of this law that it can't just be severed out. Sometimes a court will sever out an unconstitutional provision from a law and say the rest of the law can stand.
Right.
But what Judge Vinson said was there's no way to do that here, and the individual mandate is far too important and far too essential to the legislation. So he declared void the entire law.
So in other words, If he had taken just part of it out, the rest of it would have gone through. But the judge decided you cannot do that in this particular instance. If part of it is void and null, the entire thing has to be null and void.
Right. He said that sometimes you can take a provision that may not be absolutely essential to the rest of the legislation. But with the individual mandate, that's not the case. And he quoted and cited the legislative history, comments by senators, analysis by legal scholars that demonstrated that the individual mandate, the requirement that we all buy health insurance, was so intricate, so important, so essential that if he declared that unconstitutional, he had no choice but to void the entire legislation.
800-510-8255. Okay, that's a fellow who is wanting to fix the situation and what it does in that state. Here's Tom Hartman on his program talking actually to the judge who declared the health care reform bill unconstitutional. That's about the judge, right? Thank you. It's about the judge, not to the judge.
Ultimately, the fate of this whole thing is probably going to be decided by the Supreme Court, and we know who's sitting there. The question is, will Anthony Kennedy, the swing vote between the five hard-right crazies, or the four hard-right crazies, and the four more rational members of the Supreme Court, will he go in the direction of, I could say the right or rationality or whatever you want to call it, but, you know, which side is he going to fall down on? Judge Vincent, in fact, the most recent guy to strike down Obamacare, the federal judge, he struck it down, but he didn't, if you know what I mean. I mean, it gets appealed. He said that the entire law, now the first Republican judge just struck down the individual mandate, but Vincent says you can't separate it from everything else. It's not what's called severable in legalese. And the basis of this argument that he came up with was a legal brief that was written by the Family Research Council. The Family Research Council, an organization that the Southern Poverty Law Center has labeled a hate group. So here you have a Republican judge saying that Obamacare is unconstitutional and borrowing his legal opinion from a known hate group. And the Republicans say this is the handwriting on the wall for health care reform law to be repealed. I think it's handwriting on the wall for something altogether different.
Tom Hartman, who is a left of center on his program, talking about the judge and what's likely to happen next there. 800-510-8255. Again, this program presents both sides or all sides as much as we can find in audio, whether it be from News Talk Radio or News Talk Television, and then we work on your calls. To go back to a call that we had about 15 minutes ago from a gentleman named Ike, going back to July of 1798, the reference to what he was talking about, Congress passing and the president at the time, John Adams, signing an act for the relief of sick and disabled seamen. The law authorized the creation of a government-operated marine hospital service, mandated that privately employed sailors be required to purchase health care insurance. Now, remember, at that time, there was no Navy. We didn't have a government Navy. We had privately employed merchant marine. Keep in mind that the Fifth Congress did not really need to struggle over the intention of the drafters of the Constitution in creating the act. Many of the members of the Congress were the drafters of the Constitution. When the bill came to the desk of President Adams for signature, safe to assume that the man in the chair had a pretty good grasp of what the framers had in mind, because he was one of the framers. During the early years, the nation's leaders realized that foreign trade would be essential to our country to create a viable economy. To make it work, they relied on the private merchant marine sailors that made this all work. The problem was that the merchant marine job was very difficult, a dangerous undertaking. Sailors were hurting themselves. They were getting diseases, that sort of thing. The reductions in manpower caused by all of the strange diseases and the hard work left the ship's captain without enough sailors to get underway. That was a problem, obviously, for business and the economy. Now, those were the days when the members of Congress still used their collective heads to solve problems and not create them. Too bad these people were not still around today, eh? 800-510-8255. Marcy in Fort Collins with a thought on who is taking this seriously and who isn't.
Democrats, that's what they do. They laugh everything off because they don't have an intelligent answer. And they want you to think that we're just idiots and that this isn't serious. Just like Pelosi, you know, when they asked her what was in the health care bill, she's just, "Are you kidding? You're serious." It's just a big fat joke. And, I mean, it's so obvious. If you've been paying attention at all, that's exactly what all of them do.
All right, so there's a partisan. Thank you, Marcy. Jack thinks the problem with our health care system goes way beyond what we're talking about. Go ahead, sir.
This health care system we have in the United States is not tenable, and it's not tenable because it's going through the for-profit health system. The costs in this system are so huge that they boggle the mind. And a lot of the costs are not only the brokers and the advertisements, et cetera, but the costs of the CEOs and their spokesmen. For instance, Dr. William McGuire was paid $142 million per year running United Health, or at least for 1 year. He got a $1 billion gold parachute.
800-510-8255. All right, let me see if we can get two or three more folks in here as time allows. Joe, you're in Orlando, and you have thoughts on the problem?
Listen, Thomas Friedman of the New York Times coined a term recently. He refers to suboptimal solutions. And he's referring to the solutions that Congress offers for our problems. And I think that this health care bill is really kind of suboptimal. And the main reason in my mind why it comes out like this is because of the Republicans' control of the situation via the filibuster. Now, recently they read the Constitution on the floor of Congress. If you notice, the word filibuster is not in the Constitution. So, quick aside, I think we should be paying more attention to changing the filibuster rules in the Senate.
All right. There's a thought. Deal with the bills in a different way. Bill, in California, another health care reform bill differentiator, I think. That's what we get from you.
I'd just like to point out something that I've heard alluded to many, many, many times, and none of your legal experts this morning have pointed it out. But nominally, when they pass a law, a complex law, through the legislature, there's a clause in it that says that if any part of the law is struck down by the courts for constitutional purposes or whatever purposes, that the rest of the law stands. Well, this law has a clause that's the exact opposite. It says that if any part of the law is found to be unconstitutional, the entire law falls. So the question of repealing it becomes academic if the courts overturn it.
All right. In all of this discussion, in this hour anyway, I find the most interesting reference from caller Ike back to the Act for the Relief of Sick and Disabled Seamen, because we think there are people who don't think. And there are a lot of people in our country who just say, oh, this stuff comes from the sky or the heavens, because they don't understand how the government works or how it has worked. They're not historically into perspective here. There have been lots of these issues that have come up. We're not, just because we're in the modern age, this isn't the first time these issues have come up. And look at the difference and the way they were handled by people who knew what they were doing. Isn't it amazing? Good God. Bring us back to the golden days of yesteryear. In a moment, we change our focus here, because there's an interesting case. A mother's in jail after she put hot sauce on her son's tongue as a punishment for his not telling the truth. That's up next on the Countdown.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Pittsburgh Steelers dietitian Leslie Bonsi gives advice to many of your favorite athletes. We can learn a lot from these star players both on and off the field, like how to step outside our comfort zones and experiment with our diet and exercise routines. In the spirit of shaking things up for better health in 2011, Bonsi shares some inside tips and inspiration.
Just like all of us, high-performance athletes need to make smart food choices in order to remain at their physical and mental peak. I advise my athletes to eat a balanced diet loaded with fruits, vegetables, and proteins. Incorporating plant-based proteins like whole soy into a daily diet can help maximize overall health. One thing I often recommend to my athletes is SoyJoy. It has uniquely nutritious, tasty, all-natural ingredients like real fruit and whole soy. And with 130 to 140 calories, SoyJoy fits perfectly into various parts of your day. Start off your morning with a SoyJoy bar or throw one in your gym bag for a pre- or post-workout boost.
For more tips to shake up your routine this year, visit Facebook.com/SoyJoy.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the Incredible Edible Egg.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM
or visit Barracuda.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here, host Mike McConnell talks about this case I alluded to a few minutes ago. A mother is in jail after she put hot sauce on her son's tongue. He was not telling the truth.
On the Dr. Phil show, which I missed. Son of a. I'm usually right on top of Dr. Phil. This is one of those where you're not so much being the jury, but it's your call on this. He had an episode about mommy confessions, and a Jessica Beegley last week submitted home video to show what she does when her child lies. She puts hot sauce on her 7-year-old boy's tongue. Yow! The Anchorage mom of six is also shown forcing her kid to take a cold shower as a punishment. Beegley said her husband, a police officer, adopted the little boy shown in the video from Russia. Ow! Let's see. So Dr. Phil didn't agree with the old hot sauce cold shower tactic. Since the episode aired in November, viewer complaints about Beegley's disciplinary methods have been rampant. Because the case involves a Russian adoption, it could become even more complicated because Russian adoption authorities have been watching the case closely. And if Beegley is found guilty, the young boy and his twin brother could be sent back to Russia. The question is hot saucing the modern-day equivalent of washing a child's mouth out with soap? I had that done to me once. I don't think it happened more than once. Maybe twice. I mean, I was little. And if it was twice, obviously I didn't learn my lesson the first time, so I'm not big on having your mouth washed out with soap. The controversial discipline method, which punishes the child with a momentary burn on the tongue, has been increasingly used by some parents as a punishment for offenses such as lying or biting. So it's catching on in popularity. All the kids are doing it now. Last year, the reality TV show Super Nanny introduced viewers to an overwhelmed couple that was using hot saucing methods on their young kids. They showed the family the merits of timeouts over Tabasco. As for Ms. Beegley, she is back in court on the 21st of March, where her fate and perhaps the fate of her twin boys will be decided. So the question, number one, if I were a kid, based on having tasted both, I'd rather have the hot sauce than the mouth washed out with soap. I'd say if one of the two of those was going to be considered abusive, it's the soap in the mouth. You may just stick your tongue out, had a bar of soap, went like a stripe down your tongue. I mean, you couldn't swallow for hours. It was as gross as it got. I would take hot sauce over the soap in a heartbeat. Now, my mother did that to me and probably one of my brothers and sisters, too. There's no reason she should be in jail on a child abuse charge over the mouth out with soap. And there's no reason this mother should be looking at jail over a child abuse charge or losing her kids for good because she put a drop of hot sauce on their tongue.
So is jail appropriate? This is the wife of an Anchorage police officer, by the way. The children were adopted when they were 5. They are now 7. What do you make of this? We'll take some calls on this in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 51 past the hour.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We've tried a lot of different things to punish the kids.
Why did you lie to me?
We've tried timeouts with Kristoff.
If I have to yell at you again, you're going to get it.
That is a big joke. Spanking, we've learned, does not work with Kristoff. He'll turn and look at you like, is that all you've got? Is that all you're going to do to me? I have had him do jumping jacks before. It works for a little while until he's completely exhausted. When Kristoff lies, we put soap in his mouth.
Don't spit it!
It had no effect, so we went to hot sauce.
Open.
We've been having a lot of problems. It'll stay in the bathroom, so it's handy when we need it. When Kristoff gets a cold shower...
Get undressed right now.
I am at the end of my rope.
You are to do what you are told!
Nothing's gotten the results that I want.
Do you understand what I am telling you?
I want him to obey and listen and to understand the consequences of his choices.
You knew what would happen, right?
Nothing I've done has worked. I would definitely say that Kristoff is the biggest stress in my life.
That's the Dr. Phil segment or excerpt from it. This wife of the police officer, he was in the service. He came up with a cold shower routine. There are a lot of questions that come out of listening to this. Discipline is one of them. But adopting a child from another country at the age of 5 and bringing him here, or bringing them here because they were twins, to live, they already had their formative years. By the time you're 5, you're pretty much the human being that you're going to be. And who knows what circumstance these children were reared in. And so there's a lot of discussion. There ought to be a lot of discussion. I have a friend who adopted a Russian child, but he was a month old when he adopted him, or 2 months old. So it's a different reality, even though the child is has different ways of dealing with reality. There's a whole different culture here, and who knows, again, with the family. Why would you do that? I think that's part of the discussion here. There's all kinds of things that are in the focus. Here's Cynthia in Ohio with a thought on the hot sauce part of this.
I wanted to point out, dealing with adoption, first of the primary, many of the older kids have attachment disorders, and you need to... Using that type of discipline is only going to damage whatever relationship you're trying to establish with an older child. I personally don't agree with using hot sauce as a discipline method. It's not going to help anyone with the relationship. True, but what is the goal? Perhaps the definition of success in that needs to change rather than stop lying or, you know, back talking. First of all, what I've seen with many of these adults that are using this is that's what they do themselves. And these kids are learning by their parents' example. You know, so the parents swearing at the kids, saying, stop blinking, stop, you know, swearing, and then they're putting the hot sauce on their mouth. That makes absolutely no sense.
All right. Thank you, Cynthia. 800-510-8255. Linda in Lexington with a lesson.
I actually saw the video on the Today Show this morning,
yeah.
And that woman did pour it in his mouth and told him to swallow it. And I really don't believe that causing a child pain is going to teach them anything. And then furthermore, to have your 10-year-old daughter taping it, what is that teaching her? It is a form of torture. Let's face it, she's not ripping his fingernails out, but to cause a child pain... in any shape or form, is not an effective way to discipline them. It's like terrorizing the child. I saw it on the Today Show this morning. I saw the video, and she poured it in his mouth. It wasn't a drop on the tongue, and she poured it in his mouth, and she told him to swallow it and close his mouth. So that's not right. That's hardly a drop on the tongue.
All right, next up, Jack with a thought on how we take care of how we rear our children these days in America.
So when I was a kid, I used to have this problem with stuck in my thumb. So the way my dad stopped me from doing it was he would put the Tabasco sauce right on my thumb. And that worked. So I had no problem with it, you know. When I tried to lick the thumb, you know, I got a little burn in my mouth. So I think that kids are way too coddled nowadays. When I was a kid, if we did something wrong, we would get a whack. And that helped. You know, I grew up fine. You know, I didn't consider it abuse or anything. It was if you messed up. If you got into a fight with your brother or whatever, you got a whack. And that was the way it was, you know?
All right, let's get Sandy on from Michigan before we run out of time. Sandy, please.
My feeling is that doing anything like that with the hot sauce, the cold showers, is just a form of care of torture. And I think that the parent could easily escalate into pouring a bottle of hot sauce down the throat, to adding ice cubes in it. I think it's teaching the child that torture is okay. It's not disciplining properly. You need to do the timeouts. You need to talk it out. You don't need to do something that is potentially harmful to a child.
Wow, lots of good thinking on this one. Thank you all very much. As usual, a good hour of conversation with you here on the Talk.